Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am Dave Carney, your host, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten to fifth grade PE. So welcome everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to talk about my top five resources for PE teachers, especially those teaching outside. So here we go. All right, so my first one, this is actually a boomer. So my first boomer, check it out. Yeah, my first boomer are the shirts I wear. And I actually see this a lot on social media, so it's not something that I'm just throwing out there. I see people asking about, well, what do you wear? What kind of shirts do you wear? What kind of, you know, attire do you wear? The first one for shirts, I almost always wear a Nike dry fit shirt, especially in the heat. If you're outside teaching, they are the best, I feel like, for just not being too heavy with, you know, I sweat a lot. I don't know about you guys, but I sweat a lot outside. We're in Florida, so it's very, very hot and very humid. So any kind of dry fit material type shirt, doesn't have to be Nike, but anything like that is, I think, appropriate for PE, and it really works well with the weather. One of the things I was told, now I don't know, every administration's different. You know, I have to wear a collar with mine, so those are the type of shirts I wear. You can also get shirts that don't have collars. That's up to your administration. So any kind of shirt like that is great for PE. All right, number two, the shorts I wear. Now, sometimes I kind of go cheap and buy the cargo shorts from like Kohl's or something, but for the most part, the ones I like to wear, it's kind of the same with the shirts. I'll wear like the Nike golf shorts. Again, they don't have to be Nike, but something like a dry fit material, something that's will not, you know, wear you down or keep you kind of soaking wet there. So that's always a good thing. So the shorts, I'm just gonna keep this quick, are again like a dry fit type short. I have all these links in the I actually have a resource page in the show notes so that you can click on to see these different kind of things. They're all on Amazon or, you know, at a local store. So that's number two. All right, number three. I get this asked of me, and I see it on social media a lot. It's the shoes. Now, in the beginning, I used to wear, let's see, like Asics, I would say, and they're fine. I'd probably have two Asics and I put some inserts in there, but what I've found, and you know, money wise it's a little better than what I'm about to say, Brooks are the best for PE, I feel like. I've had a lot, I still have a lot of foot problems, plantar fasciitis, just in general I have, you know, just a lot of foot kind of things going on, so just it helps. They're very cushiony, but I also add inserts to them, and they're built for runners. Now, if you want to go to a specific or specialty running shoe place, I definitely recommend that, and get, you know, the inserts I have for my plantar fasciitis, I get from a specialty place. I go to an orthopedic specialty place for like a doctor. So, just been through a lot of foot problems. So definitely, Brooks shoes are the best. All right, for podcasting, now there's a lot of things. I might have to do a two-part segment on different resources. I went to podcasting here because that's what I'm doing now a lot. That's what I'm doing right now, as you can hear me. So podcasting is not for everyone. I know that. But if you have some ideas, and I know all of you have ideas out there, you have games, you have things you want to share, I really suggest getting into podcasting. I type like a five-year-old, so I'm not very good at blogging. And I do some YouTube videos, actually do a lot of YouTube videos, but I really enjoy podcasting the best. I guess it's because I love listening to podcasts. So it comes naturally to me. Not really, but it's something I enjoy. So the first microphone, and I'll put links to all, actually three of these things I'm going to talk about. The first microphone I used for, I'd say the first 35 to, I don't know, 37 episodes was the Blue Snowball. And it's pretty, I mean, it's relatively inexpensive. It's, I believe it's like $35 now, or maybe it might be a little more. There's different versions of it. I think the one I have linked might be a little bit more, but it's definitely a good starter microphone. And you know, I think a lot of, I know of some people that have it and they enjoy it, and I enjoy it too. I just think this sounds better. This is the Rode. It's more expensive. This was about $170, but it also came with a pop filter, which kind of gets my P's, my that kind of stuff. It kind of blocks some of those things, the bad stuff, I guess. And so the Rode is a very good one, RODE. It's a great brand. I know a lot of PE teachers, or some at least, use the Blue Yeti, and that's also a higher end one for podcasting. It's great. So any of those three are really, really good for podcasting. As far as an adapter goes, now I need an adapter because even right now I'm podcasting from my iPad. So what happens is, like the Rode, it comes with a USB connector cable. So I needed something to go from the USB to the Lightning, and that's exactly what it is. It's on Amazon. It's about $15, and it's just a connector piece I've been using for a long time. So it's really, really good, and it's definitely needed if you're going to use your iPad or iPhone. If you're just going to go right to the computer and GarageBand, you don't need it. But those are some of the podcasting things. That is number four. All right, finally, number five, and I could talk about books for a long, long time because I love to read, but the four books I'm going to give you for my resource page, the must-haves, PE. The first one is the SHAPE National Standards and Grade Level Outcomes for Physical Education, K-12. That is like the holy grail of PE, just with the standards and, again, grade level outcomes. That is what people look to, especially if they don't have state standards, which I do. And it's kind of interesting because there was somebody asked a question about hockey recently over when we were on Christmas break, and I didn't have my SHAPE book with me. And I mentioned that I teach kindergarten through, I mean, all the way up to fifth grade hockey. And somebody said, well, that hockey really isn't a grade level outcome till third grade, which is true in the SHAPE national standards. But then when I came back to school, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound right. So I went and I looked, and hockey actually, long-handled implements are actually, if it's grade level appropriate, you can start those in kindergarten. And so I was like, am I doing something wrong here? So consult your national and your state standards, because sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't. But this is a great book to have, and it's something that most, hopefully all teachers look at, especially in the United States, to build their program upon. So that's the first one. And these are all linked on the resource page. The second one is Spark. Now, it's well known now that Spark is just one of the big PE books, and it really just opened a lot of people's eyes, including myself, to just what exercise in the brain does. So Spark is a great, great book, and it gives some case studies from Naperville, Illinois, which goes along to my next book, which is Game Changer, and that talks about Phil Lawler and Paul Zentarski and how they kind of changed the way PE is looked at, you know, less dodgeball and relay races and tug of war type stuff, although we do that on field day, but more individual pursuits, pedometers, heart rate monitors, that kind of thing. So Game Changer goes really well with Spark. Those are three books so far: SHAPE, the SHAPE National Standards, Spark, Game Changer, and the last one, Teaching Games for Understanding. That has just changed my whole program in the way I teach. It is a game-based approach, and it breaks games into like groups of strategies. You know, when I grew up playing hockey and a lot of football and some soccer and things, I just played them. I didn't realize that the strategies kind of go together, and because those are invasion games. All right, so Teaching Games for Understanding has just really changed how I teach. I teach not by seasons. I used to teach, you know, football during football season, soccer during the fall or whatever, and, you know, baseball during the spring, and now I group them into game categories, and my questioning has become better as well. So the kids are starting to get more involved in the strategies, and I think that's going really, really well. So Teaching Games for Understanding is definitely a great book to have to read, and it'll change your perspective on teaching PE. So that is number five. All right, thank you, everybody. Those are your top five PE resources. And like I mentioned before, there's a resource page that you can click on in the show notes. Take care. Have a great day. Here's a new beat for you. Have a great weekend.